Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info.
Half of the hour on the DJV program. Hello, moms and dads, grandmas and grandpas, aunts and uncles, cousins. Sound like Bruce Morrow. Hello, cousins. I'm Doug Steffen with my cousin Victoria Keelan and my cousin Kara Schellen. All my cousins who are listening. Nobody else in the talk world uses that term. Uncle, good, Doug. Cousin Bruce, he's been on the air in New York for, I think he's almost in his 60th. It is his 60th year. Imagine being on.
Is he 80? He must be, right?
He's more than 80. Yeah. I believe he's 83 or 84.
I used to see him all the time in the hallways at Sirius. He's such a sweet person.
Oh, fabulous.
So friendly to everyone. And I didn't know who he was.
Yeah, really.
I had no idea. And I said to my mom, I said, oh, there's some guy you might know. His name's Cousin Brucey. And she's like, you don't know who Cousin Brucey is? And she couldn't believe that I was seeing him all the time in the, you know, in the break room. And I said, oh, yeah, there's this really nice older guy, and he plays, like, old hits. my mom's like, all right, now I feel old.
Yeah, Bruce Morrow is a fabulous talent. Great guy. Anyway, so that was where the cousin reference came from. There is a lot going on today, and odds favor you knowing what's going on by listening to us. You're in the right place at the right time. You can always listen to us. If you can't hear the whole program, it repeats itself on TuneIn. We have the podcast, obviously, the Apple Podcast app and Spotify and all, you know, places to get your podcast. But to listen to the program in its entirety, any time of the day of the program, you go to TuneIn Radio and just put Doug Steffen in or DJB, something along that line, and you're home free, which is more than I can say for a lot of troops that are not home free after that Iran missile attack. More and more of them are being screened because they've been injured in several ways. This is one of the things, Victoria, when I talk about Seriscan, the company that I'm associated with in Denver that does all of the imaging of people in their brains, has started by doing it with football players, and now they are the official... For the players' union, they're the official ones that study the players' brains. And that's where the information came from, by the way, last month, as to those who are playing football, no matter what their age, no matter what their level. Every one of them, every single one of anybody who's played football will have some kind of concussion damage, no matter what position they played. It depends on how long. And that explains, to a point, why the Alzheimer's
dementia. Unless you're the punter or the kicker. I'd say those are probably the only two who never really take a tackle. Yeah.
Yeah.
And even last year, I think it was at least one, I think it was two former professional female soccer players from the U.S. women's team have donated their brains to maybe to Seriscan, but to science to study CTE effects.
Yeah. Yeah. Well, there's a lot of it now. The CTE thing is being suffered by a lot of soldiers, especially the ones who are around in the Iranian missile attack on a couple of air bases that happened earlier this month. So the president and Pentagon officials said that no soldiers were killed or injured, but apparently that's not true.
Yeah.
How many? I don't know how it's on 11 or 12 or so.
It's 11 now. And they're saying concussion injuries. So that's what happened with the troops. So there were no, I guess when the initial injury report came out saying no one was injured, obviously they didn't know that at least 11 of our soldiers actually suffered concussion injuries. And so now they're all being treated for concussions. They've been transported to hospitals in Germany or Kuwait for screening. And I think now they're all of the U.S. troops who were in the bunkers, essentially, they were underground when the missiles hit.
Yeah.
And so that's why there were no injuries, physical injuries in that sense. But obviously there was enough of an impact that there were concussion injuries. So I think what they're going to do is probably screen every U.S. troop who was in that area in the range
they've gone to
Rheinmann.
Or Rheinstein, or whatever that base is in Germany where they have the hospital. That's where they're sending them to get checked out. Meanwhile,
well, it's important to know, you know, I mean, that our soldiers go through enough as it is, and to have an undiagnosed concussion, which possibly could have implications later on, this is something that we need to know as soon as possible.
So I don't get why, and I'm going to say this, and I don't even, maybe it doesn't need or deserve a response. It is unnecessary, and I get that Trump thinks he has to respond to everything, but for him to say, if I'm quoting him correctly, that he doesn't consider traumatic brain injury to be very serious.
Wait,
that's about
what?
The
he said
dumbest,
that?
Apparently he said that yesterday. It's about the dumbest thing that you could say. It just...
I don't know any of our troops who would agree with that who've been through traumatic brain injury.
Especially, and by the way, he needs the military to get reelected. So that's not a smart thing to say. I've tried three or four different sources to find out if that's a direct quote or that is something that has... He has come from somebody that's interpreting something that
I guess
that
Davos
tweeted
said,
out.
I heard they had headaches. No, I don't consider them very serious injuries relative to other injuries that I've seen. So, yeah,
okay,
maybe
so
a headache.
Put it into context.
Maybe it's not like getting your leg blown off, but I don't know. It's still like, any injury to a troop, you should probably take seriously.
Well, but that's put it in context like that, and it makes sense. So I'm glad you grabbed that because I didn't see that one, that quote. I saw a couple of other quotes that took it out of context, which happens very frequently with the way news coverage is today.
But I still don't think that that's the right thing to say. If he's saying, they have had some headaches, that's really downplaying what a traumatic brain injury is about. I mean, PTSD is a traumatic brain injury. And there are plenty of soldiers who had no physical harm done to them who have come home and can't leave the house, because of the traumatic brain injury. So that's still a very ill-informed thing to say.
Speaking of people who put themselves in precarious positions, authorities confirming that three U.S. crew members in one of those air tankers fighting the wildfires in Australia have passed away. They were killed when that plane crashed. These were well-respected men, apparently, that had volunteered to go over there. And flying these planes is very dangerous, especially with all that smoke and stuff. I don't know what the actual... story is with that crash, but I know flying around in that smoke can't be an easy job under any circumstances. So God bless them. And so here it is, another reality attached to those fires over there. Speaking of reality, you may have heard us talking about the cost of prisons and the rehab or lack of rehabilitation value, especially in the state prison system. Here's another example. This is, if you haven't seen the movie Just Mercy, Just Mercy is...
Oh, that looks good. Jamie Foxx is in that, right?
Yeah. Jamie Foxx and Michael B. Jordan are in it. It's a very, very, very good movie. And it tells the story of somebody who's convicted of killing someone who got railroaded. He didn't kill him at all. And yet he was on his way to the death chamber. And this young kid, this is a true story, by the way, a young kid who worked on got a grant from the government, as it turned out, work just on cases on death row in Alabama, I think. It's Alabama, pretty sure it's Alabama, or Arkansas, one of those places. Anyway, and I don't mean that, I'd say one of those places. And I said this on the air, I think the day before yesterday, that there are too many of these things that happen in the South. Why are there so many people that are being put to death? And in this circumstance, the story of Theophilus Wilson, who was convicted of a triple killing 28 years ago, he's been in jail for almost 29 years. The prosecutors called it a perfect storm of injustice. He was freed this week after a judge threw out his conviction. He'd been ramrodded again. How many innocent people are there in jail? And that's the story of this movie, by the way. How many innocent people, he's black, as you can imagine, served in Philadelphia for something he didn't do. The judge said yesterday, you are free, sir, to go. It's so frustrating. It really is. He was exonerated after his co-defendant, Christopher Williams, was also cleared of all of these killings that took place in 1989. the district attorney's office called the case injustice, perfect storm of injustice, writing in a court filing, the case was marred by serious misconduct by the prosecution, by the police. You know, this is the same story. Oh, that's the story of this movie. It's the same stuff over and over and over and over again. And why we put up with it. You want justice, don't you? No matter what the circumstance, doesn't everybody want and deserve justice and to be treated fairly by the system? I know you think I'm a Pollyanna and that I'm not realistic, but come on. Why is it that these people, and it's always some deal between a crooked DA and a crooked cop that want to just get the stuff done, and they manufacture evidence that, you know, that is
literally the subject matter of so many documentaries right now, and we wouldn't even know about all these cases had it not been for so many documentaries and independent filmmakers who are telling these true stories. And you're right, it's always a crooked sheriff, some planted evidence, a guy that they know has no real, you know, ties to the community, and they pin it on him. He's always black. You know, it's like a formula at this point.
Yeah. And that's what the movie's about. By the way, there's a television show that's on NBC with Jimmy Smits and a young actress that I don't really know called Bluff City Law. It's only had 10 episodes, and I don't think it's going to be renewed. And I've watched it on the plane a couple of times. It's a fabulous show. And it's about this sort of thing. Anyway, we're working on remedies here, folks. At 18 after the hour, this is the DJV Show.
If you're worried about your cholesterol, hear how others are taking charge with Garlique.
My doctor said my cholesterol was borderline, but I've been taking Garlique, and it works.
I've been taking Garlique for years.
My pharmacist recommended Garlique. He said there's an ingredient in garlic that helps maintain healthy cholesterol.
I take Garlique every day. No garlic breath.
Lots of people like you are choosing Garlique to help maintain a healthy cholesterol. Garlique, it's cholesterol's natural enemy. These statements have not been evaluated by the FDA. This product is not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or prevent any disease. Use as directed.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin Man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
Get ready for the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes, the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change during Super Bowl 54 pays out $50,000. That's right, touchdowns, field goals, safeties, even extra points. We'll draw one lucky winner from the corresponding square to win $50,000. It could be you! Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in February 2nd to see if you win. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
Hello, this is America's Healthcare Advocate with your healthcare tip of the day. The most health-promoting type of fat that you can eat is composed of omega-3 fatty acids. They reduce your risk of breast cancer considerably in three major ways. Omega-3 fatty acids decrease the power of estrogen in the breast so that cells won't divide as quickly in response to estrogen. They act to subdue inflammation and all the ill effects of an enzyme involved in inflammation called COX-2 enzyme. Omega-3s mop up oxygen-free radicals. Here's a list of some of the major health conditions improved with omega-3 fats: asthma, cancer of the breast, prostate, and colon, diabetes, heart arrhythmias, heart disease, high blood pressure, high cholesterol, rheumatoid arthritis, skin disorders, osteoporosis, gum disease, and more. The best source of omega-3 fatty acids is flax seeds, walnuts, pumpkin seeds, hemp seeds, soybeans, winter squash, and ground oregano are the other good sources. The body functions best when you eat a 4-to-1 ratio of omega-6s and omega-3s. Fat that's good for you.
Most of you know that heart disease is the number one silent killer in the U.S. What if I told you for just $54.95 a month you could fight against heart disease naturally? At Heart and Body Extract, we've been helping thousands of people get back to a healthier heart. Don't just take my word for it. Check out all of the success stories at hbextract.com. Or to order, call 866-295-5305. That's 866-295-5305. hbextract.com. Don't risk it when you can take charge of it.
Warning, if you're drowning in debt you can't afford, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to pay it all back, because you don't. What the credit card companies don't want you to know is that there's actually a way to get debt-free without paying off your entire debt or going bankrupt. If you have $10,000 or more in credit card debt, you now have the right to let us settle that debt for a fraction of what you owe. For free information, call Credit Associates now. 1-800-976-1460. We'll even show you how much money you could save. If you can't afford to pay off all your debt, do not let the credit card companies trick you into thinking that you have to. Call Credit Associates now for free information on how to get debt-free faster than you ever thought possible without debt consolidation or bankruptcy. We depend on your success and offer a guarantee, so there's no risk. For free information, call now. 1-800-976-1460. That's 1-800-976-1460. 1-800-976-1460.
Maybe not today, maybe not tomorrow, but soon you'll need a plan and place to survive. Forget bunkers. You're not a live-underground gopher. You need Survivalist Camps, the ultimate fully functional, off-the-grid mobile survival bug-out house that's well-equipped and custom-built to outlast any other RV or trailer. Bold statement, you bet. See them now at survivalistcamps.com. That's survivalistcamps.com. Trust your family's survival to survivalistcamps.com.
There's no stopping me once I get going. Put a can in my hand, man, I'm wide ass open. The tick-tock of that clock is like a time bomb.
Let's get it moving. Get that blood circulating. Thanks to Luke Combs and Jason Aldean and Thomas Rhett here on the DJB program with Victoria Keelan and Kara Schillen and Doug Steffen. And yo, Faster Horses Festival returning this year. Lineup has just been announced. Headquarters of Brooklyn, Michigan. It'll be held July 17th, 18th, and 19th this summer. Features headliners Luke Combs, Jason Aldean, and Thomas Rhett. Now, these guys are getting around, aren't they? Almost every day.
They're probably
like
three
we're
of the biggest
about.
Names in country right now.
Yeah,
so that's a
right.
huge ticket.
Yep. Faster Horses is the reigning Academy of Country Music's Festival of the Year. Will include performances also by Jimmy Allen, Kelsey Ballerini. She's getting around everywhere, too.
Mm-hmm.
It seems like we're talking about her every day.
Yep.
Russell Dickerson, Gone West. I don't know. What is that? I don't know.
Gone West feature. That's Colby Calais' new country group. Two girls and two guys.
Okay. John Pardee, he's getting around. Carly Pierce, Mitchell Tenpenny. There are a lot of other people also. All the acts are going to perform as part of the festival's main stage lineup. So what do they start, like at 10 in the morning and go to 10 at night at these things? Is that what
Probably.
Happens?
Probably, yeah.
Yeah. So you spend all day in the hot sun waiting for your favorite to get out there.
Yep.
So they're going to probably have some more announcements of artists in the next couple of weeks. And they have three stages all together at this thing. And let's see here. The president of country touring at Live Nation, Brian O'Connell, said, quote, as Faster Horses has continued to grow, we continue to look for more ways to provide an enhanced experience. So what does it cost to get into this thing? What's a three-day pass? Gonna be
I don't know,
cheap.
But I would say it's probably, yeah, a couple hundred bucks probably for the three-day pass.
Well, that's better than paying $600
it's not
bucks
bad.
To
yeah.
see one of them on a Friday night, right?
Yeah, absolutely. So, you get a lot of bang for your buck with this kind
yeah,
of festivals.
Exactly. So the guy who runs this said, obviously, with the announcement of these stellar artists that will join us for the party of the summer, we're introducing several new camping options. So you come in there, you can have a VIP experience. I would think this would be kind of a messy if by the end of the 3 days. I would think.
Oh, this is going to be a disaster at the end of the three days. But when you pull in your RV, it's probably really fun. when it's all nice and clean and toilets aren't overflowing, it's probably really great.
All right, next up here is a focus on gender imbalance been a frequent conversation topic in country music circles. The charge for female artists from the country music television folks, the network revealing that they'll institute 50-50 video airplay for female artists. So this comes on the heels of country radio producers saying, not too intelligently, publicly, that they wouldn't put two females back-to-back on a playlist on a radio station.
Yeah,
two males, yeah,
just
but not
proves everything that female artists in country have been saying for the last couple years.
Yeah, exactly. So the country music television people are stepping up their commitment to I guess they have a new CMT Next Women of the Century franchise, announcing a new initiative in the coming weeks that will spark this change in the industry.
I hope it does.
Pretty obvious.
Because people watch CMT, people love CMT. And so if they're doing a 50-50 split, I think that's a great example.
As long as the talent is there, and the talent does seem to be there.
And there's plenty of amazing
talent. Miranda Lambert, Carrie Underwood, Maren Morris, Casey Musgraves, Lady Anna Bullum, Little
Kelsey
Big Town.
Kelsey Ballerini, yep, I mean, there's so many. Brandi Carlile, Brandi Clark, just the list goes on and on and on.
The piggery that goes on in the radio business is getting me a little hard to swallow. And this is just another example of the kind of stuff going on in a business that I grew up loving, but I can't tell you I'm happy when I see look around at the business these days. Pretty tough stuff. 28 after the hour on the DJV program.
At Sprint, we know how much you depend on your phone. So when you've got a cracked screen, it's the worst. We get it, and we want to help you. It doesn't matter if you have Verizon, AT&T, or T-Mobile. Just drop by a Sprint repair store, and we will fix your eligible Android cracked screen for just $49. Seriously, you don't even need to switch. See, we're doing things differently. It doesn't matter which carrier you use, Sprint will fix your eligible Android cracked screen for just $49. Whether you dropped it and chipped the corner while taking a selfie, or even if your two-year-old shattered the whole screen, Sprint will repair it. That's a pretty great deal for a less than great situation. So, what are you waiting for? Visit Sprint.com/fixmyscreen and visit a Sprint repair store near you. Now until February 9th.
Requires eligible Galaxy phone in working condition. Not all screens are repairable. Same day service not guaranteed. Limit one per customer while supplies last. Not combinable with insurance claims. Restrictions apply.
Hey, Greg, I'm so sorry to hear about your brother's heart attack.
Thanks. He's okay now, but it really got me thinking about my family. You know, could my wife still pay our mortgage if I had a heart problem? Or could my kids still go to college?
Man, that is really scary. Yeah, you should call my life insurance agent at Health IQ. When I got life insurance for my family last year, they saved me 41% versus any other company I looked at.
41%? That's huge.
Yep. Health IQ starts by shopping everyone with the top 30 life insurance carriers to make sure they can get the lowest retail rate. Then they apply their exclusive healthy lifestyle savings, which can save you up to 41%. I literally got $1 million in coverage for my family for just $36 a month.
Just $36 a month?
Yep. You should check it out at healthiq.com/easy.
To save that much money, I'm going to call them right now. What's that link again? Healthiq.com/easy?
Yep. Healthiq.com/easy.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Be sure to visit GCNlive.com today.
USA Radio News with Wendy King.
At the Senate impeachment trial of President Trump, House managers focused on the first article of impeachment, abuse of power. Democrats say the Constitution requires the president's removal.
Nobody is entitled to wield power under the Constitution if they ignore or betray the nation's interests to advance their own.
House Judiciary Committee Chairman Jerry Nadler argues the president chose to put pressure on Ukraine to announce an investigation of his political rival, Joe Biden.
He poses a continuing threat to our nation, to the integrity of our elections, to our democratic order. He must not remain in power one moment longer.
The House managers have all of Friday to continue making their case before the president's attorneys get equal time. On Wall Street, the Dow is down 26, the S&P up 4, and the Nasdaq up 19. This is USA Radio News.
If you owe $10,000 or more to the IRS and you cannot afford to make payments to the IRS, you may qualify for the CNC Tax Program. This is a new program, and if you qualify, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Once you're accepted into this program, the IRS is forced to stop all harassing collection activities. No threatening phone calls, no wage garnishments, no bank levies, and no more monthly payments to the IRS. Get ready to write this number down. It's the most important number you'll ever need to end your IRS tax nightmare. Call Paramount Tax Relief at 800-547-4804 for a free confidential consultation to find out if you qualify for the CNC Tax Program. Once you are accepted into the CNC Tax Program, you won't make any payments to the IRS while in this program. Call Paramount Tax Relief now at 800-547-4804. That's 800-547-4804. Again, 800-547-4804.
Jake was in big trouble with the IRS. He owed how much?
$92,000.
Ouch. The IRS left no room for Jake to breathe.
They put a lien on my house, took all the money out of my bank account, took money out of my paychecks. So it was a nightmare.
He needed help fast.
I figured that all these companies were the same until I called Federal Tax Management. You could just tell they knew what they were talking about. Right then and there, I felt like I had some hope.
Stop the liens, levies, and garnishments fast and qualify for one of several special IRS programs that could reduce or even eliminate your tax debt. So, how'd it go for Jake?
They did what they said they would do. They came through for me. I ended up saving an unbelievable amount. I was so jazzed. I was extremely happy.
If you owe more than $10,000 in back taxes, take Jake's advice.
Give Federal Tax Management a phone call. If they help me, they can help anybody.
Call the Federal Tax Management Hotline now. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625. 800-503-8625.
Eating, working, living pain-free. These are things many of us take for granted. But for many adults with disabilities who are elderly or have serious medical issues, dental care is simply unaffordable. Dental Lifeline Network is looking for dentists who can change this. DLN is asking dentists and their teams to volunteer to just see one of the many patients in need. You can literally change a life. When you volunteer with DLN's donated dental services program to C1, you treat a pre-qualified patient in your office at your convenience. We handle the details so you can focus on the care. Lack of dental care can lead to the inability to have life-saving surgery, eat, or contribute to our community. If you are a dentist or know a dentist, please share this message. Will you see one? Visit willyouseeone.org to help change one life in your community today.
JP program. I'm Doug Steffen. Victoria Jones is here. We are
Keelan. Keelan.
Oh, what did I say? I said Jones.
It's okay. There's another Victoria in your life.
I know.
It's fine.
Well, she's on the Countdown show. How often do I say that? Do I?
Never, actually.
Oh, okay.
That's the first.
Although you did do it to Victoria Jones on the show a couple weeks ago, and you
that's
said
okay.
Victoria.
I'm Victoria fine.
Keelan. Yeah, an equal opportunity. I'm an equal opportunity Victoria. If you will, Kara Schillen at the controls. You know why I was doing it? I was looking at the list of people in the news that we ought to talk about, and the first one on the list is Terry Jones, and so that's why I guess maybe Jones was on my mind. Do you like that? You buying that?
Nah.
Jones is on my mind? No? Oh, okay. So speaking of Terry Jones, remember Monty Python? He was one of the co-founders. These people are funny. They define, for me anyway, what's funny. And they're vulgar. But Terry Jones and three or four others that are in this, John Cleese, Michael Palin, Eric Idle, my God, he is the funniest son of a gun I think I've ever been around in my life. He spent a whole morning with me on the air one day, 3 hours with his guitar in the studio, and we had a bleep every other, pretty much every other thing. He has this straight face. He just looks, huh, what's the problem? That kind of a thing. And these guys were all like that. Cherry, he was only 77, been battling dementia for quite a long time. So he was on Monty Python, The Holy Grail. He was in the TV show and in the movies, The Life of Brian. But he had dementia for the last 4 years or so. His wife and his children have put out a statement saying, quote, "We have all lost a kind, funny, warm, creative, and truly loving man whose uncompromising individuality." That's a, what a wonderful way of putting the fact these guys are crazy. Their uncompromising individuality. I love that. Will you remember that for me, too, when you're talking about how crazy you think I am, Victoria?
Mm-hmm.
How about my, what did you just say about me off the air? Was that off the air or on the air? You said something about me. I don't remember what it was, but it was something like I was unusual or different. And I like the term uncompromising individually, or uncompromisingly individual, something like that. Very intellectual. These guys were all smart as could be. You couldn't be that funny and do, that's one of the things, like Mel Brooks, these people are geniuses, funny and smart. You know, and they never had to, even though they were vulgar, they didn't, it wasn't the same kind of vulgarity that you hear from some of the would-be comedians today to just use the F word for no good reason. No, that's not the kind of vulgarity that these guys exercise. They're just funny. So, passing of Terry Jones noted here. Let's see. We have Gwyneth Paltrow in the news because she's around promoting her Goop Lab. Matter of fact, there is a trailer.
I thought that was going to be about the candle, Kara.
What were you thinking?
I thought you were going to go.
Move along. Yeah, don't tell them about the candle.
Yeah, never mind. Go ahead.
What happened with the candle? I don't know what you're talking about.
Nothing. Go ahead. It's something we really can't talk about on the air.
She has a lady-scented candle that is that made lots of news over the weekend, and that's all I'll say about it.
Because of how it's used? Okay,
because it's not because of how it's used.
No.
I mean, it's used like
the
a candle.
The name of it.
But
yeah.
It's...
Oh, okay.
It's name-worthing,
anyway.
So,
yeah.
The Goop Lab is
that's
a
her new show on Netflix.
Right. Six episodes following her and her employees as they explore wellness. So the reason I'm bringing it up is because conventional doctors are calling it dangerous, which you could expect. Because, yeah, exactly. That's my reaction exactly, Victoria. She has been promoting what doctors say is unscientific or harmful health trends. You know how what a load of crap that is?
Mm-hmm.
She talks about energy healing, which completely works. I have an energy person that I work with. Fabulous. And so anyway, Paltrow says it wouldn't be Goop if it wasn't controversial. I suppose that's true.
You know. She inadvertently has stepped into, and you know, I'm a big fan of Goop. I have so many products that I have discovered through Goop. I've been a fan for a long, long time. It is very polarizing. I get it. People think it's very woo-woo and out there and, you know, you wouldn't. You would totally subscribe to everything that they talk about.
I've had enough of the stuff that I like. As a matter of fact, I had a chance that I didn't do it. She goes to somebody here in L.A. that I've started seeing to get some reference to my headaches and stuff that I was having. And I was told that what do I have to run across her for? She's just another person that's got the same ideas. I think it's good, though, that we have people, at least the discussion of this, because there's so much intolerance. Here we go back again. It's like religion. You know, and that's it. Medicine, by the way, becomes like a religion. And that's one of the reasons that I feel so strongly about having two different types of medicine represented on this program in the face of Dr. Jack Stockwell and the face of Ken Kronhaus. When I went through this misery with my headaches for the past 3 weeks, I consulted with both of them, and they both helped. Ken helped to eliminate what the potential problems might be, and Jack fixed what the problem was by his manipulation the other day when I went to Salt Lake City to have he's a Nooka chiropractor focusing on the upper spine. And Paltrow certainly underscores the need for things like that. And, you know, there's a place for him. And you know what? Excuse me. One of the things that is so outrageous about this, these people, it's kind of like not getting what the public wants. It's kind of like, food related things or people in the public, the politicians go in one direction, the public's telling you like it's like CBD, for example. The public wants it. By huge 75% of the public, when they realize what it is and what it does, they want it. And yet politicians are getting in the way of it all the time. It's, yeah. It's a circumstance in Salt Lake, for example. Jack was telling me the other day, in Utah, the public overwhelmingly voted for marijuana, medical marijuana, and I guess recreational, so it wasn't clear. But the legislature in the state is trying to kill it because the way the Mormons, oh, we can't have that in our, you know. But the public has said, hey, we want it. So what's the legislature's job? To enact what the public wants or to go down some side street that they want because they don't like, you know, having the use of cannabis? And they can't tell you, they wouldn't know why. They don't even know why they don't. They don't know what
well,
the benefits are.
And I'm surprised that Mormons have an issue with it because it's not a stimulant. Because Mormons, you know, if you're Mormon, you can't have any stimulants. So no caffeine, yeah. No soda, no sugar,
no
things like that. Yeah, no alcohol. But marijuana is not a stimulant. So I'm surprised that, you know, because I know some Mormons who smoke a lot of weed. So I'm surprised.
Okay, there you go. You heard it from Victoria.
I'm not going to say the name, but one very famous Mormon rock band smokes a lot of weed.
A lot of weed.
They don't do anything else, but they smoke a lot of weed.
All right. Well, there you go. So speaking of all of this stuff and where we're doing people in the news, there's a thing between Dr. Oz and Mark Wahlberg. Now, I don't know whether this is created for the news media or to get publicity for Dr. Oz's show. His feud, and it's kind of a good-natured feud, I guess, between, his name is Mehmet Oz, Dr. Oz, and his talking about doing away with people's first meal, i.e. breakfast. He is a trained physician, very popular on television, very interesting points of view. He says people ought not to eat early. They ought to wait for brunch, that is closer to lunchtime, before they eat a big meal. And so Mark Wahlberg has taken
issue
with that.
A lot of people say that. That's the fasting, the interstitial fasting.
Well, that's what Jack says. Jack and his wife have one meal a day, and that's the middle of the day. They have their shakes and Mary's milkshake stuff in the morning. And that's it. And then they have their big meal at noontime, and they go back to work, and they just have after being around them the other day, last night I came home, and I had cucumber and tomato for dinner, and that was it. That's all I had. I think that there's something to be said for this. But you know what? There are so many things that work. You can make an argument for almost any of this stuff.
Yeah.
You really can.
It doesn't work for some people
better than other people.
Yeah, and I'm a little surprised that Dr. Oz is on the intermittent fasting kick, because that tends to not be what traditional doctors will say. They still say, oh, breakfast is the most important meal. But that's interesting that he's agreeing with that now, because a lot of doctors like Dr. Jack Stockwell, they'll say, you know, intermittent fasting is actually a really good thing for the body, to give it 12 full hours of no food so your body can recover and properly digest and things like that. And a lot of people claim that it helps with weight loss, and a lot of people say they have great results from it. I kind of inadvertently do that because I don't eat breakfast while we're on the air, so I didn't even realize I have been doing that for a while. So, you know, after the show is really when I have my first big meal, and it's usually
a brunch kind of meal. I have spread out on the counter. I have raspberries, blackberries, blueberries, melon. I have grapes and cherries and some yogurt in there. I think that's what I do as I'm on the air. And then, depending what my schedule is for the rest of the day, I'll work for 2 or 3 hours on the radio stuff, maybe have an extended or a later breakfast, if you will, and then I don't eat again until I'm done at the end of the day.
So going back to the story, though, is Mark Wahlberg against what Dr. Oz is saying?
Yes, says we ought to have. Mark Wahlberg and The Rock have a similar schedule. They both get up at 4:30 every morning, and they work out for an hour to an hour and a half. And then
Mark Wahlberg gets up earlier than that.
Because
he did a thing with James Corden, and I think he's up at 2:30 in the morning.
Well, the thing is that not every type of diet works for every type of body.
He's very muscular,
and so is The Rock. Those are the type of guys that are working out and want to build muscle, so they need to eat a ton of protein.
Yes.
And they have to eat that like 5 times a day. So, only eating a time and a half per day isn't going to work for them, but it doesn't mean that it doesn't work for other people.
Yeah.
I don't know.
Right.
It doesn't really seem worthy of an argument.
Okay, so let's move on then.
Yeah, I know like 4 people who eat different. Everybody that I know who goes to the gym, and they all work out, and everybody has a different type of eating habit.
Yeah, they do. So speaking of arguing, I went to see the movie Marriage Story. Hopefully they have a better future than they have at the moment, because it's a nice couple. They seem like
well, let's hope they don't end up like couple. Marriage Story.
Yeah, right, exactly. Yeah, that's a powerful movie. I didn't pay much attention to it, but then I read a review of it yesterday, and I had a couple hours in the afternoon, so I found it, and I went to see it. Quite a powerful movie. They're both good in it, too, by the way. It's 12 before the hour.
Get ready for the Rocket Mortgage Super Bowl Squares Sweepstakes, the largest official game of Super Bowl Squares ever, with millions of dollars in prizes. And best of all, it's free to enter. Every score change during Super Bowl 54 pays out $50,000. That's right, touchdowns, field goals, safeties, even extra points. We'll draw one lucky winner from the corresponding square to win $50,000. It could be you! Plus, two grand prize winners will win $500,000 they could use toward their dream home. One way to enter, two ways to win. See rules and enter now at RocketMortgageSquares.com. Then tune in February 2nd to see if you win. Rocket Mortgage, official mortgage sponsor of Super Bowl 54.
No purchase necessary. 18 years or older, except Alabama, Nebraska, and Mississippi. Ends January 30th. Licensed all 50 states. NMLS number 3030. The NFL is not sponsored promotion in any way.
If you're driven by an adventurous heart, you're in luck. The Subaru Outback is all new for 2020. It'll take you as far as you want to explore with standard symmetrical all-wheel drive plus up to 33 miles per gallon. It'll take you off the beaten path with 8.7 inches of ground clearance plus standard X mode with hill descent control. Welcome to the all-new best Outback ever, the 2020 Subaru Outback. Go where love takes you. EPA estimated highway fuel economy for the 2020 Subaru Outback non-turbo model. Actual mileage may vary.
When weather hits, the right wiper blades make all the difference. That's when the Michelin Man is on your side, helping you see better and drive safer with new Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. Designed with exclusive SmartFlex technology, a frameless beam design, Michelin blades flex to the curve of your windshield, giving you unparalleled, streak-free, long-lasting, all-season performance. So when the going gets tough, be ready with Michelin Premium Wiper Blades. It's a difference you can see. Available at Walmart, Pep Boys, Amazon, and other fine retailers.
Now's the time to join the Brotherhood of Muscle, because we're offering Dodge Power Dollars on the 2019 Dodge Charger and Challenger, which means for each horsepower, you'll get $10 off your purchase. Roll out in the Challenger SRT Hellcat Red Eye and get $7,970 off. Maybe you'll take off in a Dodge Charger with available 485 horsepower. So come in to your local Dodge dealer now. See dealer for details. Offer not available on vehicle leases. Take retail delivery from dealer stock by 2320. Dodge is a registered trademark of FCA US LLC.
Kia doesn't have to be the oldest SUV maker around, because what they lack in the cautious restraint of age, they make up for with the gravel-pounding ambition of youth. Telluride, Sportage, and Sorento SX, part of the tough-and-ready lineup of SUVs from Kia, with fully active all-wheel drive, torque vectoring corner control, and forward collision warning. Kia, give it everything. No system, no matter how advanced, can compensate for all driver error and or driving conditions. Forward collision warning is not a substitute for safe driving and may not detect all objects surrounding the vehicle. Always drive safely and use caution.
Winter wind and cold can wreak havoc on your skin, making it dry and uncomfortable. But using a 24-hour moisturizing body lotion every morning can be an effective way to help keep your skin healthy throughout the season.
One way to combat winter dryness is to apply a moisturizer right after you get out of the shower when your skin is still damp. This also helps to lock in hydration. I recommend using moisturizing products that are gentle, long-lasting, allergen-free, and less likely to irritate your skin.
For more information, go to RemedyDerm.com. Available at Amazon and select CVS stores.
This is George Norrie from Coast to Coast AM and History Channel's Ancient Aliens. We support the amazing energy, nutrition, and skincare products from Jeunesse. Jeunesse products are designed by leading doctors in their field with natural ingredients and even stem cell technology. These products help your body perform and look better. Shop Jeunesse at GCNLife.com or call 1-844-443-6637. GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
Warning, don't let your business get left behind in what is likely to be the biggest economic boom in recent history. If you need to build for your business to grow, call General Steel today for a pre-engineered steel building designed for your needs. No wasted space. Steel prices are expected to rise, but you can still lock in your price on a General Steel building. And you can still save as much as half the cost and time of conventional construction. As much as half. But you must call now. If you need a church building, office, warehouse, manufacturing space, retail space, or more, call General Steel today. You can still get the General's 50-year structural warranty and General Steel quality, all at a price you can afford. So don't let rising steel prices put your project out of reach and stop you from making your company great.
800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. 800-965-1295. That's 800-965-1295.
Would you like to get back that full head of hair from years past? Introducing Reveal from GCNLife.com. Beverly Hills dermatologist Dr. Nathan Newman invented Reveal, which contains polypeptides with natural botanicals and no parabens, sulfates, silicones, or dyes for a salon-quality hair growth product, Reveal. Here's Dr. Newman.
I've treated a lot of patients who lose their hair and they lose their confidence. We've created a unique set of polypeptides, which we call HPT6. The HPT6 contains the polypeptides from six different plants. The scalp infusion treatment should be used on wet or dry scalp. The Reveal hair care system is designed to be used for men and women alike.
Get Reveal at GCNLife.com with a 30-day money-back guarantee. So try Reveal today at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637. Plus a discount up to 25% off for Reveal at GCNLife.com or 844-443-6637.
7 million children suffer from asthma, more than any other chronic disease. Most asthma attacks are caused by allergic reactions to allergens, including those left behind by cockroaches and mice. In fact, 82% of U.S. households contain mouse allergens, and cockroaches are found in up to 98% of urban homes. How can you protect your family? Find out at pestworld.org. A message from the National Pest Management Association and the American College of Allergy, Asthma, and Immunology.
Time for questions for Dr. Ken. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology is here. First question has to do with what a doctor at the National Institute of Health in charge of allergies and infectious diseases, he says this year's flu vaccine isn't very good. It's not a good match for children, especially the day the doctor's name is Anthony Fauci, F-A-U-C-I. So, Dr. Ken, you're an advocate for flu shots. You've told me any number of times. Let's go.
Yes,
this doctor says the vaccine is only 58% match for the influenza strain that's affecting children.
Well, Dr. Fauci is a world expert. He's been around there for decades. Well known. But what he would also say in the next breath is that even though it's not a perfect match, because we've been seeing several different viruses this year in the flu, and the current flu vaccine doesn't cover all of the viruses seen this year, but it does provide some benefit. Even if you come down with a virus that's not covered, it seems like the response is not as great. And Dr. Fauci, I'm sure in the next paragraph, is still saying, anyone who hasn't had a flu vaccine yet, go and get it ASAP.
Well, what he said was in the next paragraph, the vaccine could still help protect children from developing other complications.
Correct.
Apparently,
correct.
32 influenza-associated pediatric deaths have taken place this year so far. And it's been rough on children, especially.
It's a horrible flu season. 10 million people have already had it. It's horrible.
Yeah,
and it's
right. More children have been killed, though, with the flu since 2004 than adults. I always thought, well, it's whoever doesn't have a strong immune system. That's the bottom line. Get the flu shot in your family, however you do it. I can almost convince I was this close to getting a flu shot.
Let me say, I've had my flu shot. The best time to get it is between Halloween and Thanksgiving. But if you still, this year's flu has yet to peak. It's a long season. It's late peaking. So, yes, if you haven't had your flu vaccine yet, it's still worthwhile to get it. And you don't want to have the havoc of getting into the hospital because of the flu. And people, thousands of people are going to die this year from the flu.
Younger children ought to have more than one dose. Do you subscribe to that?
That's no, it's older people, 65 and older. You need to talk to your doctor about getting two doses.
Okay. The next question has to do with donuts. Are donuts under any circumstances, this person isn't suggesting they're good for you, but when do they become harmful? When does eating, I love donuts, I want to know how many donuts I can eat without it hurting my body. Ken, what do you
think? A donut should be a treat. That's what it should be. And, you know, if you want to figure out a way to put weight right on that belly that's going to be hard to get off, it's going to raise your blood pressure, your cholesterol, your blood sugar. You know, donuts is near the top of the list.
Right, this will do it. Okay, liver detoxification. Is there, and this kind of settles in with something we were talking about off the air, mold and stuff. When mold occurs, does it affect your lungs or your liver or both? And then how do you clean them up if you have that problem?
Well, let's talk about taking supplements to detox your liver. You know, this is not really traditional medicine. Mm-hmm. And, you know, taking cleansing enemas for the colon, you know, this is not traditional medicine. And traditional doctors don't really believe that you can get rid of toxins and impurities by these cleanses. But the key is just eating a healthy diet and getting exercise, and that's really probably much more important. And I think most traditional doctors will tell you that the liver cleanse is a fiction. I know the alternative doctors like it, but eat a healthy diet. Enemas can be dangerous. And liver cleanses, they can't replace medical treatment.
So you don't believe in any... There is some chelation, though. We talked about earlier last year that you would subscribe to. Wasn't there some kind of chelation that now is approved?
There's chelation in the coronaries will sometimes work. And there's a study going on right now with people who have high risk factors. So let's wait and see what happens and keep an open mind.
Yeah, all right, that's important. And there are always questions. People have questions. Send them along to me if you want. Doug at DougStefan.com, that's fine. Dr. Ken Kronhaus from Lake Cardiology. Again, the contact number there for you to go have an excellent experience with a great doctor. 352-735-1400. This is Good Day Health. I'm Doug Stefan with Dr. Ken.
With more people listening to radio than visit Google, Facebook, or YouTube, from the very young to the very old, everyone listens to radio. Pillow companies, alarm, identity theft, nutrition, insurance, banking, automotive, the list goes on and on. Billion-dollar businesses, why? The answer is radio, the media everyone tunes into. Find out how effective and affordable radio can be for your business. Contact 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hunters, anglers, campers, and survivalists, get back to nature. Expand your horizons with the highest quality, most versatile, unique slingshots and slingbows on the market at slingbow.com. Slingbow products are compact and models start from just $17.98. They're perfect for your bug out bag or storing in your vehicle. Give yourself and your loved ones the excitement and tradition of slingbow, a new frontier in archery and truly modern twist on this primitive survival tool. Feel the thrill only at slingbow.com.